Okay, so final question. I saw your paper on stem cells. I've been curious about it. You know, it seems a little bit challenging to understand. And keep in mind now, Karen Green's going to be listening to you, making sure that this is understandable. So just like 2 minutes, what are stem cells? What's the strategy research-wise? And how's this going to impact what happens in practice?
Right. So I think at the moment with colon cancer stem cell, it will not impact practice immediately. But I think it will look at us, how we design and develop new treatment strategies in the future. Chemotherapy or targeted treatment right now is almost like unleafing a tree, but not necessarily unrooting a tree. And I think one of the mechanisms of chemo resistance and the mechanism of tumor recurrence are tumor cells which are able to survive. Most of these who survive can have features of colon cancer stem cells. These are cells which can renew themselves and initiate tumor growth. But in their resting situation, they are completely resistant to any chemotherapy we have. So we think that one of the major mechanisms of chemo resistance and tumor recurrence is the presence of colon cancer stem cells.
And these are in the tumor?
Yes, they are located in the tumor and they're also located in the metastatic site. These tumor or these cancer stem cells actually originate in the depth of the colon crypt. They have very specific markers. The marker CD133 is usually used to characterize them. So we can isolate. I think one of the major breakthroughs last year was by an Italian group and by Dick's group in Canada. They were able to identify and isolate colon cancer stem cell from patients with cancer and grow them in vitro and in vivo. The understanding of these colon cancer stem cells and the treatments of it will be critical to really increase treatment strategies for patients with metastatic disease.
It also gets into the issue of heterogeneity within tumors.
Yes.
What do we know about that?
Yeah, so that's a very good point because the stem cell is basically the mother of the tumors developing, but beyond that, like a tree with the different branches, the tumor cells will lose or gain certain functions because they usually go along with growth benefits and survival benefits. So there is a significant heterogeneity in the tumor itself. The colon cancer stem cells are significantly less heterogeneous, in fact, very homogeneous. But again, that is actually a kind of an interesting issue when you think about colon cancer stem cells from a patient with a genetic predisposition versus sporadic cancer, where we know this patient has a DNA mismatch repair mutation and the otherwise don't. So the colon cancer stem cell is not always the same in every patient either. But the heterogeneity certainly doesn't apply in the same manner than in the colon cancer cells you find around the tumor or differences between the primary tumor and the metastatic site.